Hey, it's so glad to be back here this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够再回到我们教会来。
We are so glad to be back home. TIBC is truly our home.
回到家来真是很高兴的一件事。TIBC 真正是我们的家。
Let me assure you that there is nothing like home.
世上最甜美的还是家。
But there is, not everything that you do, it's easy to do it right.
做事要什么事都做对是不容易的。
Megan's song touched my heart in a very special way.
每个人的歌声触动我的心，以特别的方式触动我的心。
Every day we are struggling as a Christian to live what is right in God's eyes.
每天我们每日的生活当中都要努力的是我们自己所行的是符合神的公义。
And in this song that we just sang a moment ago, The Lamb of God, one of the paragraphs,I was touched again and I circled it. It says, I was so lost, I should have died. But you have brought me to your side, to be led by your staff and rod, and to be called a lamb of God.
刚才像唱的这个神的羔羊这首诗有一句话呢对我感动很深，就是说我曾经是迷失的羔羊，我呢应该是不再有存活的希望了，但是呢你把我带到你的身边，我呢受您的带领，受您的管教，而且呢把我称作您神的羔羊。
I don't know how you understand is to be led by his staff and his rod, but it means that to me at times God will discipline you, that at times he will correct you, and at times he will lead you with his rod to where you need to be at if you want to live a right way in God's eye.
这个里边有一句话就是说是受神的仆人和神的鞭子的管教，就是说说明有的时候你现在会犯错误会走错，那么神的约束呢会把你带到神的身边来。
And I thank God for that, just for that special music, I just add this comments to
it. 这个是为刚才特别音乐我的一点感想献上为大家分享。
Well, today is the first Sunday for me to preach since I took the office of pastor on May the 12th of 2002.
2002年5月12号开始我接受会幕开始呢，今天是我第一天做证道。
And though I was traveling, I've been really praying about the subjects to preach this Sunday to meet your now higher expectation now that I'm a pastor.
虽然我在国外旅行，但是我的心里一直在想今天要回来做证道，因为我知道当我回来之后作为你们的正式牧师，你们对我的期望会更高了。
But I'm still the same John Long, the lay leader that's called into a ministry.
但是呢我仍然是原来的那个农姜，是一个普通的人，受神的呼召做了牧师。
So you will continue to hear a lot of layman terms in most of my sermons.
这样的话你在我的这个讲布道当中会听到很多普通人的术语。
Anyhow, May suggested to me one day that I ought to preach on service because this was the very reason why God called us to this church 6 years ago.
有一天那个雪梅跟我提议说我的布道应该讲的主题是崇拜，因为崇拜就是我之所以受神的呼召来这里做侍奉做牧师的主要原因。
And it is also the season to talk about service since our nominating committee is working onlining up everybody to fill in the positions of each standing committee.
因为现在呢这个时候呢也是我们讲这个侍奉的大好时节，因为我们的提名委员会正在广泛的与教会各个会友做联系，希望把大家都动员起来加入到我们的侍奉委员会所有的委员会当中来。
So a sermon on service can therefore be a good guidance and encourage to them. It's a very good point.
所以呢，崇拜这个题目呢，对大家来说会是个很好的题目，对大家会有一些鼓励。
So I'll do it next Sunday.
那么我这个题目呢，我要下星期讲。
Why next Sunday? Why not this Sunday?
为什么是下星期，不是这个星期呢？
A spiritual leader is a servant leader.
因为这个属灵的领袖是一个精神上的领袖。
And he must show them how and what he is going to serve so that the others will know what and how to serve.
他必须身先士卒做出榜样，这样的话其他人才知道怎么样跟随。
Therefore, the sermon today is about pastor, a protector.
所以今天的主题呢就是牧者，何为牧者？
If you will, when you look up Titus chapter 1, verse 6 through 9, when you find those words, we will stand up and we will read God's words, honoring Him. When you find the words, if you will stand, please.
请大家翻到提多书第一章第六到第九节，是在这个宣语的1483页。
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
提多书第一章六到九节。
When you find those, if you will stand, please. And we will be reading God's words together. Follow me in English and then Jane on Chinese. An elder must be blameless, the husband of but one wife, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since an overseer is entrusted with God's work,He must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, what is self-control, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it.
请大家跟我念第六节，若有无可指责的人，只做一个妇人的丈夫，儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是犯淡不受 约束的。既是神监督，既是神的管家，必须无可指责，不任性，不暴躁，不饮酒滋事，不打人，不贪无义之财，乐意接待远人，好善，庄重，公平，圣洁，自持，坚守所教，真实道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人拨倒了。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
请大家一块低头祈祷。
Holy Father, I thank you so much for this morning and for this time, O Lord, that we thank you for these verses that you have taught us about the qualification of the pastor.
亲爱的天父，感谢您把我们带到这里来，感谢今天早晨让我们来听取您的教诲，也感谢这段经文告诉我们应该怎么样做一个好的牧者。
Lord, you have your timing to allow us to study and learn this message today.
今天你允许我们有时间来学习这段经文。
May you open our hearts and our ears and our eyes so we can see clearly on what you have planned for me, not as justa person, but for us, as we see this church following you, O Lord, help us to see how your Son Jesus Christ is loving us and is pastoring us as our chief shepherd.
请您张开我们的心灵，让我们的心和身都接受您的教诲，让我们知道我们不仅是一个人，而且走一个整个教会，走一个整个的一个整体，怎么样接受基督的教诲，看基督是怎么样的侍奉，让我们能够学基督的榜样。
I give you thanks for everyone that's here today.
为每个人的道会有献上我们的感谢。
And may you bless us with the spiritual food that will make us strong so we can serve you better.
请您的圣粮充实我们的圣灵，使我们能够更好的侍奉您。
For it's in Jesus' name I pray.
奉基督的名我们这样祈祷。
Amen. Please
Amen.
Be seated.
请大家坐下。
Well, this passage calls for the qualification requirements for elders or for...more specifically, the pastors in my context.
这个章节这里讲的是讲到对于长老的一些要求，特别对我来说呢，是实际上呢，也就是对牧师的要求。
And there are other passages throughout the scriptures that concern the qualifications of the elders or the pastors.
这个圣经里就多次提到对长老和牧师的要求。
Now,Before I was voted as a pastor, we have talked a lot about what does it take to be qualified as a pastor.
在我作为牧师之前，我们讲过很多的题目，中心呢就关于是做牧师的一些标准。
And you may think like a career that you're pursuing or a job you're looking for, that qualifications are something that you need to have in order for you to qualify or to get a job.
讲到标准的时候，你就会想到，当你申请一个工作的时候，你就需要具备一些才能、一些品格、一些能力，以至于你能够达到这些标准，才能够得到这个工作。
The way I see the qualifications are something a man should live up to all his lifetime and must be maintained at all time in order to be considered a true valid qualifications.
那这个标准对我来说就是什么样的标准？就言行一致，要自己能够身体力行，而自己的这个所教会的言语的，在行动当中能够表现出来。
It's not something that you think that you have and that you qualify for it, and you do the job, then you forget about those as you take on the job.
不是说只是在嘴上说或者在心里想的一个标准，然后在行动当中的，在随着你执行当中就逐渐淡忘了这样一种标准。
In this passage, God has put in the Bible and in the scriptures that specifically says that you as a deacon or as an elder, as a pastor, you ought to follow what I have commanded you.
在这个章节里面特别的说到说，作为一个长老，作为一个牧师来说，神教会我们应该遵循的一些标准。
So today I'll be elaborating the role of a pastor, and I'll be talking about it from the standpoint of it being a protector.
今天我要详细的讲作为一个牧者的说他的标准是什么，而且这个牧者应该是一个保守者。
Now since I became a pastor, my role has become completely different.
自从我做牧师以后，我的这个角色已经不同了。
And I need to make it aware to you,so that you know that the role I'm playing is now different.
我需要让大家知道，就是我现在扮演这个角色呢，已经有所不同了。
Now I have not become any smarter or any better person as you would think.
并不是说我比过去更聪明了。
But what was different is, in the past I may choose to be hospitable, I may choose to be self-controlled, I may choose to be a more disciplined person, or I chose to be upright. There is.Tend to be a choice that I could make. Now I don't have that choice anymore.
过去呢，我都可以做一些选择，比如说我就可以选择好客、好善、尊重、公平、圣洁、至持之类。但是现在呢，已经不是一种选择的问题了，是我必须做的。
I'm required to do it.
因为我是要求我必须这样做的。
Now.Titus, a relatively young preacher of the gospel like me, is assigned the positions of leadership to lead and teach the churches at that time.
作为一个牧师来说，在提多书里边提到的这个牧师就是一个牧养和带领一个教会的人。
And he understood that it was critical to keep the sound doctrines and the holy living if one was going to maintain his qualification as a pastor or as an elder.
如果是要做一个好的牧者，是好的一个长老的话，那就必须坚守所讲真实的道理，一起讲，而且能够将纯正道理教训人，又能把正见人播导。
What then is a pastor?
那么什么是牧师呢？
A pastor is called by God to engage in a pastoral care for his sheep and to minister to the word.
牧师是神的受神的呼召，做一个牧者来牧养他的牧人的这么一个角色。
This sermon, I really prepared it many, many months before, even before I was called into the ministry. And so I prepared this sermon in defense of a pastor from a layman's standpoint.
那么这个今天要证道的内容呢，是好几个月前就准备了，就在我受召以前我就做准备的。准备的是从一个普通人的角色来确定一个牧师的职责是什么的。
Of course, then I had further...thought of and expanded it so that I could begin searching for ministry opportunity at TIBC when I was called on March the 10th.
当我在寻求这个牧师职位的时候，就是说我在受召的这三月份的时候呢，我就开始对这个问题有了更多的更深入一层的这个了解和这个研究。
So one of the things, I mentioned the word calling because that's what characterizes a Christian leadership.
我这里提到一个字就是呼召，这个呼召呢就是比较典型的描绘了这个受召做神的事工的一个特点。
It's probably the most moving and the striking points in scriptures as relates to God's calling of people into a leadership.
这描绘了人接受神的呼召来做这个领袖事工的。
Abraham was called to leave his homeland to establish a new people.
亚伯拉罕受召离开本土去带领他的民族。
And Moses was reluctantly called and he reluctantly acknowledged the call to lead the children out of Egypt.
当摩西受召带领以色列人离开埃及的时候，他并不是很惊艳的。
And Apostle Paul was converted and was called to leadership.
保罗受召去做使徒。
In order to do his ministry.
为了做他的事工。
So today I felt it's important that I further elaborate what does it mean to be called and what is the role upon calling that I must fill as a pastor.
那么我今天要讲的就是这个受召是什么意思？受召以后作为一个牧师的职责又是什么？
So I have the acronym protector.
你们这里有一个同义词叫做保护者。
P stands for preacher.
这里的这个保护者的开始用 P 开始的意思就是一个讲员传道员。
As a pastor, most of the pastors preach.
因为大多数牧师都是讲道的。
So preaching from the pulpit is truly a key element to build up the body of Christ.
所以讲道是在建立教会肢体的一个重要方式。
However, it is just as important to live out that example of what is being preached.And that's working with the ministry together.
但是呢，宣讲和原教和深传呢是两个重要的部分。
A pastor ought to be preaching, and he, in order to proclaim the word of God, he should be the person that keeps the vision alive, and one who guides the general life of the church.
这个牧师不仅是要布道，而且要给教会有个意向，而且是带领教会整个教会。向这个意向的目标前进的。
It's very important part that a pastor preaches in order to guide the church.
而且通过布道呢来带领整个的教会。
But it's not the only role.
但这不是唯一的一个职责。
He is charged with the general oversight of the church with the emphasis of being on the spiritual building up of the body of Christ.
而且在建立教会精神肢体的这个问题上呢，他必须是高瞻远瞩的。
Now,Preaching certainly is most time-consuming and it requires a lot of prayers and preparations. But when fulfilling this role, it is very critical for the building up of the saints.
但是呢，虽然说是受召，在准备布道，这是个很长的和时间很花时间的，而且很花精力的一个过程。但是呢，播下种子就更为重要。
Therefore, as to fulfill the role of a protector, first of all, the pastor must preach, and he preaches out of the word of God so that a balanced diet, a good spiritual food is being delivered on a consistent basis.
首先要做好一个好的牧师的话，那他就是要带领这个教会，带领的教会就是给他们以灵粮，这个灵粮必须是充实的，并且不断的给予正确的灵粮。
And so I also see the letter P.As another important part stands for a person of a prayer or a prayer warrior if you were wanting to protect your sheep.
如果一个牧师想要真正保护他的牧羊的话，那么这个 P 的他的意思呢，就是说一个保护者。这个保护者就这里要叫祷告者，要不断的祷告，而且这要做祷告里的先锋战士。
It's also very important to be a part of preparation of the sermon to be delivered on a consistent basis.
而且呢，不断的准备装备自己来做这个宣教。
The second letter is R, and R stands for relationship.
这个 R 的意思呢是指关系。
There is a relationship between the shepherd, the chief shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, and then between the pastor who is really the under shepherd and with the flock.
那么这个关系什么呢？是就是最高的呢是一个主牧羊人，然后才是一个次牧羊人和这个羊群之间的这个关系。
The relationship between a pastor and his congregation should be that of a shepherd and a flock, with him being the under shepherd.
牧师和他的教会的关系呢，应该是一个次牧羊人和牧羊的关系。
And this relationship is well captured in the book of Psalm, chapter 23.
这种关系在撒母耳里头都讲得很清楚。
Because it's your under shepherd, I should know your needs.As Christ does every need of ours.
作为你的次牧羊人，我需要知道你的需要，就像你的主牧羊人基督知道你的需要一样。
The needs to rest, the needs to be refreshed, the needs to lie down in lush meadows or be quiet in the streams,
需要更新的,
beside the quiet streams.
需要更新的需要需要不断的恢复的需要需要放松的需要需要在一个清泉边休坦的需要
Your needs to be helped by the shepherds or your needs to enjoy the pleasure that the shepherd provides
你需要得到这个你的牧羊的带领也需要你牧羊人对你的提供
The shepherd will always perfectly correspond to your present needs because that need the chief shepherd always knows them
牧羊人应该不断地提供需要也应该知道你的需要是什么就像一个主牧羊人需要你的知道你的需要一样
Now the pastor being the under shepherd must do what Acts chapter 20 verse 28 says Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you oversee Be shepherds of the church of God which he bought with his own blood
就作为一个主牧羊人，你要需要就要知道你的牧羊人的需要，因为这些羊群是我们的主用他的宝血赎来的。
So as you follow your shepherds, there will be times, even with our chief shepherd, our Lord, when your souls could become exhausted, or perhaps because the trials that you are experiencing, like all the frustration that I mentioned even before I start preaching, there are fights and there are struggles in our lives.That at times we may feel exhausted.
当你做牧羊人的时候，你就需要知道牧羊人的需要、羊群的需要。这些羊群的需要，也许你会经历各种各样的时候，这些需要，但你的需要呢，主牧羊人都知道。这些需要会是什么呢？会当你感到疲惫的时候，当你受到试探的试炼的时候，当你感到精神上匮乏的时候，当你在悲哀的时候，当你受到那个极度的这个攻击的时候，你都需要这些需要。牧羊人都应该知道。
And that's exactly why he appoints a human leader as the pastor so that he can encourage along the way while you continue on this Christian pilgrimage and exhort you when you are weary and when you are exhausted.
正因为这样呢，所以我们才知道，就是说，除了基督做你的主牧羊人之外，才需要一个人做你的副牧羊人。因为你当你有这些需要的时候，你就需要受到鼓舞，需要受到带领，受到支持，在你在基督徒的这个朝圣旅途当中，你需要有人高举你的时候，这个时候就是牧羊人需要知道你的需要的时候。
Now, in order for the pastor to have a good relationship with the flock and a relationship with the chief shepherd, he must maintain to be resourceful, responsible, and to be a reliable person.
作为一个好的牧羊人的话，那他不仅是需要知道你的需要，同时呢，应该是充满了很多给你提供很多资源、咨询，而且是可靠的，而且是可信的。
That's what it means in the book of Psalm chapter 15 verse 2 and 4 it says to be a trustworthy person at all time that he whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous who speaks the truth from his heart Psalm 15 2 and 4 and has no slander on his tongue who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man who despises a vile man but honors one who fears the Lord who keeps his oath even when it's hurt therefore 15:2-4 in the book of Psalm chapter 15 verse 2 and 4 it requires that as a pastor that you don't choose to beA person that you want to be, but that you are, you ought to be what you are.
这个作为在诗篇十五章这样接着说，就是说，要去做什么样的人，要做行为正直、做事公义、心里说实话的人。他不以舌头谄谤人，不恶待朋友，也不随毁诽谤邻居。他眼中藐视匪类，却尊重那些未敬畏耶和华的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。
Therefore, as a pastor, he must never, never say a bad word about his people.
这样的话，作为一个牧者人，作为一个牧师来说，他永远不应该说会中的任何坏话。
Now he should discipline them. He should refute them if there is any diversion from the sound doctrine. But he should not do what this Bible prevents him from doing.
他应该教诲他的羊群，而且让他们知道应该走的方向是什么，引他们走正道，但是呢绝对不能够做事违背圣经上刚才讲的这些段落。
Now a pastor needs to be also responsible.
他也必须是负责任的。
But it doesn't mean that he has to be responsible for all things.
并不是说他应该对所有的事都负责。
He cannot be.
不可能。
He can at best be like a coach.
他大不了就能做像一个教练员的职位。
You know, when I was traveling in China, in the past couple of weeks, when you were traveling, sometimes you have a little extra time watching TV.
当我这次在回中国途中当中呢，有机会看一下电视。
So I watched the World Cup a lot, and I didn't miss the games each time the China team was in there.
我看世界杯当中好多决赛。
And I was amazed on how a good Chinese team has played, even though they didn't win any game.
虽然中国队没有赢球，但是他们打得都很精彩。
Now the reason I mention this is because when I was watching all these games, when they were playing the soccer in the soccer field, I didn't see the coach playing in the field.
我看这足球时候就发现有很惊讶的一点，就是教练员呢没有站到那个球场上去踢球。
A coach should not be playing in the field.
教练员本身也不该去踢球。
But the responsibility of that team winning lies in the hands of the coach.
但是呢，那个队赢不赢呢，也是跟这个教练有密切关系的。
The coach has every belief and every confidence in the team that he is leading.
这个教练应该对他所带的这个队有充分的信心。
I tell you, the head coach of the Chinese team is in his heart.Wanting to win every game that he is a part of.
如果说是这个主教练的心里想什么，我可以告诉你，这个主教练常常都想赢。
But he has his confidence in the players that he has and relying on those players to play the game.
他应该对他的球员呢充满了信心，而且相信他们一定能够战胜，一定能够赢球，而且引导他们去争取赢球。
Now, the coach and the players have different responsibilities.
那么球员和教练有各有各不同的责任。
And the pastors have a role, certainly as the coach.
那么牧师的责任呢，就像一个教练一样。
And we need to be playing in a part, even in the, out of in the front line, but we are just not going to be part of the players in the field.
我们牧师应该在那第一线，但是呢，不是到那个球场上去踢球。
Okay, the next letter O stands for obedience.
这个 O 的意思呢是顺服。
When I'm seeking a ministry opportunity at TIBC, I was truly believing that what I was doing was just an obedience-based decision. It wasn't a self-seeking pursuit.
那么当我在寻求做这个 TIBC 的牧师的时候呢，我就知道呢，这个不是一个寻求自我的一个完成，而是受神的呼召做的一件事。
Now talking about calling, it is very important that we understand what it means to be called.
当我们谈到呼召的时候，我们就必须知道呼召是什么意思。
Because each time when God calls you, it often requires a major or a significant adjustment in order to obey His calling.
因为当你服从呼召的时候，你生活里边需要一些重大的改变才能够应这个呼。
There's a story about Abraham who everybody probably knows.
在亚伯拉罕谈及里头，大家可能知道一个重要的问题。
When God in Genesis chapter 22 verse 2 says to Abraham that you take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you loveAnd go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about.
当神在呼召亚伯拉罕的时候跟他这样说，请你带你的儿子，你唯一的儿，独生子，你重爱的独子，到一个地方去，我会告诉你那个地方是什么地方。
Before God blessed Abraham with numerous children, they only gave him one child, and that was Isaac at his old age.
但神给亚伯拉罕很多种子之前呢，他只给了亚伯拉罕一个儿子，那就是 Isaac， 他是唯一的儿子。
And you can believe, particularly for those people who have only one son, you think about the requirements coming from God, saying that you take your son and take him to a mountain that I'm going to talk to you about and use him as a burnt offering.
但你想想看，有独生子的人设想，设身处地想一想，如果神告诉你说，把你的独生子带到山上去做献祭，你心里是什么感受？
I could imagine the moment when Abraham was preparing the wood for the burnt offering, that what would be going into his mind at that time.
我们可以设想，当亚伯拉罕在准备木材和烧火的时候，他心里边的感受是什么？
And in particularly when Isaac asked Abraham as he was preparing all this wood, he asked, "Oh, the fire and the wood are ready, but where is the lamb?" Where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isaac was asking Abraham.
特别想象一下，当那个他的儿子问他父亲说，问亚伯拉罕说，非常带着非常天真的、纯真的口气问他父亲说：“父亲啊，木材和火都堆好了，那么献祭的羊在哪儿呢？”
I believe that millions of thoughts must be going through Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的脑子里已经是。那时候已经是充满了各种各样的思想。
But one thing that stood out the most is that he knew that he would obey God.
不管他想什么，但是当中有一条，就是占绝对优势的，就是他必须要顺服神。
But how often that we as Christians in our Christian walk take the attitude like Jonah, but Lord.
我们。作为基督徒，在我们生活当中，有多少次在我们生活当中采取了像约拿那样的态度呢？
When God says go to this direction, we say, "Oh, but Lord, how about this?"
当我神叫我们说走这条路的时候，你跟神争辩说，神啊，那另外一条路怎么样？
Or when we take an attitude like Peter, "Never, Lord, never will I refuse you, or I will not recognize you."
或者呢，就像彼得一样的大声的，毫不犹豫的宣称说：“神啊，我的主，我不会背叛你的，我绝对不会背叛你的。”
Obedience take a lot of adjustments, often time, in order to be exercised and to really grow in that habit of being obedient.
要真正的顺服神的话，那是需要很多的自我调整的。
And in our daily lives, God may not be asking that you give up your only son.
在生活里，在生活里，神并没有让你让独生子去做献祭。
But he can be testing your obedience in many different ways by either asking you to stop from any unwanted relationship or asking you to stop that habit of lying.
那但是呢，神在呼召你要你顺服的时候呢，可能是会让你终止某一种关系，或者是让你停止撒谎，或者是有一些要求要对你有。
He will be asking you to do something that you are very much in love of or very much grown your habit into doing.
他会让你放弃一些你所钟爱的事情，或者说一些你非常习惯做的事情。
Because those are the things that have hindered your relationship with God.
因为这些事情呢，是阻止了、妨碍了你和神之间的关系。
Or he may be just asking you to forgive someone that you hate probably the most right at this moment.
也许他会叫现在就叫你对一个你最恨的人给予立刻现在就给予宽恕。
Whatever it is, when God asks you to give up, are you willing to?
不管神对你的要求是什么，那么你愿意放弃你自己的一些自己的个人的欲望吗？
Now the next letter is T, and T stands for teaching and teachable.
最后一个字是 T, T 的意思是可教和教诲。
Now my experience is more along the line of evangelism, I think.
我是更多的站在一个宣教的一个角度上来讲。
I always have a heart to outreach to those people who are around me.
我对我周围的人的就力图想跟他们去做宣教。
I personally have never attended any Bible school per se, and all I have is just a little bit of experience.
虽然我从来没有正规上过什么神学院，但我有的就是一些经验而已。
I don't have a degree on my wall.
我在墙上并没有神学的这个一些证书。
But I do have the willingness to receive ongoing extensive training to receive more of the training skills so that I can provide for an important service in the church.
但是呢，我愿意接受各种各样的训练，使我能够对教会是提供更好的这个培训。
In order for me to be teaching, I need to be teachable myself.
首先我要教诲教会，我必须首先自己接受教诲。
In order for you as the church leaders to be teaching, you need to be teachable yourself too.
作为教会，你要做教会的领袖的话，你首先要接受教诲，才能去教诲别人。
The ultimate goal of the church government or a church organization is to preserve the revealed truth and to safeguard the ethnic standards.
那作为教会说，我们作为一个组织来说，应该是保存真理呢，同时呢，也是捍卫真理。
And as a pastor has a very important role to do that.
作为牧师，他有很重要，这方面有很重要的责任。
But I cannot do that unless I myself is fully aware of those needs.Or the places where I need to particularly place the safeguards against.
我这里如果要行这个职责的，我必须知道什么地方是最需要要我尽责去做保护的这个责任。
Now the next letter E stands for exhorter.
最后一个字 E 的意思呢是高举。
And it means to urge the others towards love and good deeds.
就是使别人呢充满了爱心。充满了服侍奉之心。
As a pastor, I see myself being in the role of an encourager, and that means that I ought to constantly fill the hearts of the flock to bring the hope and enthusiasm about life and to be good cheers to others.
对我来说，我觉得这个牧者，我的需要，我应该是鼓励我的羊群，使他们呢感到振奋，感到信心充足。
As we continue on, the next letter is C, and C stands for care.
当我们看下个字 care C 的时候 ，C 的意思就是关怀。
I should care for the spiritual condition and the needs of the body.
我需要关怀羊群的需要。
The 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2 and 4 says this. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2 and 4 says, Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
彼得前书第五章第二到四节这样说：为要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是匣子所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。做了牧羊，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀光冕。
As a pastor, if I don't care for the spiritual condition and the needs of the body, I'm not doing my job.
如果说我不关心牧养人的话，作为一个牧者，我就失职了。
Because God says clearly that you be the shepherds of God's flock and you care for them.
因为这里讲的说的，你做牧养的羊群的牧养人的话，你就必须关怀他们。
And you can care for them by a lot of different ways, by giving them courage and helping them to build up the confidence and keeping their vision alive.
你要鼓励他们，增强他们的信心，使他们的意向永远呈现新鲜。
T stands for tolerance. I need to speed up a little.
T 的意思呢，就是要忍受。
Because I need to be accepting the people.
我必须能够接受人。
Even though I am now assigned the responsibility as a pastor.
虽然我现在做了牧师。
Though physically, I'm still like.Any one of you, I'm just one of the sheep.
但是呢，我感觉在身体上，我跟大家一样，还是一个羊群。
Because God cares for me.
因为神关怀我。
But if I become intolerant or become showing unwillingness to understand, I'm not doing my job.
那如果我不宽容你们大家的话，那么就说我没有尽责了。
If I don't become patient and be willing to stand firm that God'spromise with them is there I will not see the promise let me read this Bible verse James 5:8 says you too be patient and stand firm because Lord is coming is near I have to have that belief that God is coming near very soon
羊的叔说神叫进了你要关怀你的羊群
That understanding and that tolerance is very much needed because there will be times where I could misunderstand you or you could misunderstand me
理解和宽容的羊群对我来说很重要的因为 有的时候可能会出现或者我不理解和 不宽容你或者你不理解和不宽容我
O stands for ordinance ordinance in my life in the church and at work
ordinance 是在行为当中这不然在工作在教会都要有都要圣洁
maybe I asked for an exclusion or exception in the past weeks when I was having to go through piles and piles of documents everywhere I went
我上星期在旅行当中我要翻页多种的文件
But I felt like I'm pretty much caught up now
现在呢看样子我已经把一切都完成了
The God is looking at more than just external characteristics however which can be determined by looking into the outside of my family and the work and the work and in the church
神看一个人不干是看他的外表不干是你的不光是看我在家庭里的作用也不光是我看我在教堂里的作用
He sees what is inside
他看上我的内心
The internal dynamic as a pastor that ought to set up an example to show the people that life is orderly and that's the way that God intends for our lives to be
他是看我的内心看我是否内心充满了激情来带领教会让我们教会看到由此看的希望这就是神需要我们做的事
R, the next letter R stands for being righteous but righteous in him and not being himself
公义是神的公义不是自我公义
What I have listed above as the qualities or the qualifications as a pastor lead to the points that as a pastor I have to live a life that's totally depending upon God.
我必须过一种生活，这个生活是全心全意依赖于神的生活。
Otherwise, there is no way for me to accomplish the job that I'm entrusted with.
否则的话，我就无法完成大家委托给我的这个重任。
Now that will lead to the next major point that I want to discuss with you.
那这下一个我要跟大家讲的话，这是一个重点。
And that's the inseparable role of the pastor and the deacons.
这是跟牧师和这个执事不可分割的一个重要一点。
The reason that I list all of these requirements is that without understanding of the full extent of these qualifications and requirements, that it would be impossible to understand. The role that I'm taking.
如果不了解这些责任和这些要求的话，那就无法了解我现在所任的这个牧师职位的所要求的责任。
The same qualifications and requirements apply to the deacons.
那同样的要求呢，对于执事们也一样。
Deacons and pastors' offices are two very distinct offices in the New Testament church.
在新约里边，执事和牧师任的是不同的角色。
And the pastor and the deacons must work seamlessly together even though there are two offices that God has instituted for spiritual leadership of a church.
虽然牧师和执事都是神为教会所选的这个属灵的领袖但是呢是这个他们的行为这个执事的行为也应该是无可指责的。
Now the deacons are doing ministry that revolve around meeting the needs of the congregation which can bebehospital visit, green ministry, the homebound, the help ministry, the new members, the visitations, and on and on.
那么执事做的事呢是需要很多就像是或者是来以新会友交谈了去家访了去很多侍奉方面的工作了。
The office of deacons was created for the purpose of handling the benevolence ministry in the church.
这个执事的重要责任呢，首先就是为了在教会侍奉当中做这个管理、做管家这么一个责任。
So they should all be part of the members of the benevolence and hospitality committee. No, they are on the spiritual side, not on the physical side.
他们在属灵方面都是神的管家。
But the pastor role is to be an encourager to them and to help as needed.
那么作为牧师责任是什么？是鼓励他们，是帮助他们。
the coordination between the two offices is key and is what keeps communications open in order to ensure a good pastor deacon team to lead the church.
那么要形成一个好的教会，健康的教会就必须要。
But the office of deacons was established to free really the apostles or the first pastors in the Bible to pray and to prepare in order to minister to the word.
那么这个执事责任呢，就是使牧师有时间腾出来来做祷告，做更好的带领和牧养。
Therefore, as a summary, here is what I wanted to say.
这里作为结论，我这样告诉大家。
I need your prayer and I need your help.
我需要你的帮助，也需要你的祷告。
You need to know what I'll be doing in order to pray for me specifically.
你首先应该知道我在做的是什么，这样你才能够为我有效的祷告。
Particularly when I'm not fulfilling part or all of my responsibility.
当我没有完全完成我的职责的时候，你更需要为我祷告。
And anytime when you bring up to me.Anything I will not consider, I will consider that frank comment. There will be, it will not be a pointing of a finger or a mistake. It's the area of improvements that I need to make.
当你向我提议的时候，任何一个建议你向我提出，我都不会把它当作是一种指责或者一种批评。相反呢，我会觉得是一种建设性的建议。
Now at the same time, another part of the conclusion is that.If the ministry of a church really rests in the hands of the laity, which is each of you.
那么就说教会的这个施工是依赖于大众。
Because the Bible does tell us that there is an important role for a pastor to fill.
因为圣经里面提到的牧师确实有很多责任需要去完成。
As in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 through 12, it tells us all of these different roles that the different people in the church ought to be playing.
以弗所书的第四章呢，对教会当中每个成员的责任呢讲得很详细。
But what it takes truly is God first, Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd who is leading this flock and who is leading this church. But then secondary is the pastor who is the under shepherd to work very closely with the deacons. That together, that with that leadership, the church, which is the lady or the people, actually does the ministry.Of God.
那么这真正的关系应该是什么呢？应该是主牧人做主牧人，就是基督，主耶稣基督做我们主牧人，指导我们。同时呢，我们父母人呢，就是牧师，牧师和执事呢，团结起来，协同一致，带领教会共同施工。但是真正做施工，真正做具体工作呢，还是整个会友，整个的牧会。
This is the kind of sermon that I have never heard of a pastor preaching.
这样的这个宣教的这个布道的这个题目呢，过去我还没有听到其他牧师讲过。
But like I said, I felt it's very important. I've been praying to God to see if that is indeed the message that He wants me to deliver.
但是我不断向神祈祷，我不断问神说，这是不是他需要我宣讲的话题。
I know that it's very clear that God wants us to know the role of a pastor because, in fact, the role of a pastor is a role of everyone.
这样呢，我感觉到这是神要我讲的很重要的一个题目，因为牧师的职责就不管是牧师的职责，而是每个人的职责。
Not in the sense that each one of you ought to be a pastor, because not everyone God has called into.
并不是每个人都要做牧师，也不是各个受呼都做牧师。
However, I believe God is probably calling more people than the people that are responding to His call.
但是我相信神一定呼召了很多人，但是回应的人比呼召的人要少。
But it is his desire to see that each of us be a royal priest.
但是呢，他希望我们每个人都做一个牧师。
That each of us will hold up to the same requirement or the standards that God given to us as a pastor, to the elders, but there is no difference as to us as a Christian.
那么作为神对我们的长者和执事、牧师所做的这些要求呢，不只是对他们的，对每个人，我们每个人，神对我们都有这个同样的要求。
So I felt like my wife's answer was the best.
所以我
想 try to be a good Christian.
那么
not trying to be a good pastor's wife or a good pastor or any role that they are filling in, but try to be a good Christian in all the things that you do.
那么我就这里我就更相信我妻子说的一句话，她就说要做一个，首先不是说怎么样努力去做一个好牧师，而是怎么样做一个好的基督徒，因为你一旦完成了做一个好的基督徒的这些责任呢，你有尽到做一个好牧师的责任。